relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
To God. Madam Speaker, I rise today to oppose this impeachment and denounce the recent violence on the Capitol, just as I oppose the previous impeachment and the violence we've all witnessed all summer long across our great country. Make no mistake here, the hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill, get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets. Take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar? What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying looters just wanted loaves of bread? Well, the last I checked, Best Buy and Teslas and stores of the like do not produce baked goods. Where's the accountability for the left after encouraging and normalizing violence? Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bullcrap when I hear the Democrats demanding unity. Sadly, they are only unified in hate.
I think that woman means it. That is new freshman Congresswoman Boebert, she of the famous I'm going to carry my gun in Washington, D.C., and she's had enough. So, guys, it's not all rhinos. There are some good guys and gals on Capitol Hill. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Yesterday, in an outrageous, in a travesty of a fake impeachment, they took 8 hours without any evidence, without any committee hearings, to impeach the President of the United States 6 days before the inauguration. The President, very wisely, prepared a response in which he didn't discuss impeachment, but in which he spoke to the nation. And we are going to share that speech with you. The 45th President of the United States, Donald John Trump. Play cut.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America Great Again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. We cannot tolerate it. Tragically, over the course of the past year, made so difficult because of COVID-19, we have seen political violence spiral out of control. We have seen too many riots, too many mobs, too many acts of intimidation and destruction. It must stop. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country. There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law-breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement. I have directed federal agencies to use all necessary resources to maintain order. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident. Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. I want to thank the hundreds of millions of incredible American citizens who have responded to this moment with calm, moderation, and grace. We will get through this challenge just like we always do. I also want to say a few words about the unprecedented assault on free speech we have seen in recent days. These are tense and difficult times. The efforts to censor, cancel, and blacklist our fellow citizens are wrong and they are dangerous. What is needed now is for us to listen to one another, not to silence one another. All of us can choose by our actions to rise above the rancor and find common ground and shared purpose. We must focus on advancing the interests of the whole nation, delivering the miracle vaccines, defeating the pandemic, rebuilding the economy, protecting our national security, and upholding the rule of law. Today, I am calling on all Americans to overcome the passions of the moment and join together as one American people. Let us choose to move forward united for the good of our families, our communities, and our country. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
That is how it should be done. That is a patriotic speech. It is a serious speech. And I'm glad he didn't mention the impeachment because it was a sham. How it's not done is this piece of paper. And it's outrageous. It clearly was ordered by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley. And he got every other service chief to sign it. And I'm disappointed in General Berger of the Marine Corps, who I know, and also that pathetic snowflake, Admiral Mike Gilday, Chief of Naval Operations, who gives little video lectures about political correctness in the Navy. Let me read two sentences from this document that came out of Milley's office yesterday. We witnessed actions inside the Capitol building that were inconsistent with the rule of law. The rights of freedom of speech and assembly do not give anyone the right to resort to violence, sedition, and insurrection. Number one, Milley, it's not an insurrection. I mean, as a general, as the most senior general in the United States, how do you not know that in the history of mankind there's never been an unarmed insurrection? Ever. Secondly, did you publish any letters of this ilk whilst federal buildings were being burnt in Portland, in Seattle, as the church was firebombed one block from the White House? Why weren't you concerned with the rule of law back then? Why only now? Because it's Congress? Those are the only Americans who matter? And then the next sentence, he's writing to all of our warfighters. As service members, we must embody the values and ideals of the nation. We support and defend the Constitution. Any act to disrupt the constitutional process is not only against our traditions, values, and oaths, it is against the law. Now, what are you trying to do? Are you threatening? Are you threatening our servicemen? Or are you so asinine and crass that you think you need to remind them of their oath? Either way, you're a fraud. Because you're insulting the men and women who wear the cloth of the Republic, or you're trying to intimidate them. And you're a disgrace, General Mark A. Milley. Oh, I do hope Biden replaces you. Probably not with somebody better, but it's time for you to leave, because you're not a military man. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Businesses are essential. Right. And if we stand the business, we close down the economy, we all die. We've made a hard turn to the left. We've got the iceberg of communism ahead of us. Communism on paper works out great, except that it's always a few that want to control. We're being tried to be controlled by a small group of people that are going to control the masses.
He's not giving up. That's the CEO of Goya. Remember him, Robert Unanu? The man who created such a massive buying surge in Goya products when he was attacked by the left. He's back at it, speaking the truth on Fox Business yesterday, talking about our ride into socialism and how communism never works. Speak the truth, be more like Goya CEO Robert Unanu. And like our guest, a good friend of the show. She is senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign and counsel to President Trump. We know her as Jenna. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ on Twitter. Jenna, welcome back to America First.
Great to join you as always, Dr. Gorka. And I always have to call you doctor now just to, you know, annoy some liberals out there who are listening. So.
But I have a real PhD, not an EDD. I mean, can't you call me like Dr. Doctor or something? I mean,
yes,
we got to differentiate between Jill Biden's fake PhD.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, let's get serious. I need you. You have given us such sage advice in the last 2 months in the maelstrom that has been the post-election frenzy in America. Now we have the president subjected to this atrocity of an eight-hour impeachment with no evidence yesterday. And there are so many questions up in the air. Will the impeachment go to a conviction hearing in the Senate? 6 days to go. And then the big question of, if he isn't and he leaves office, Biden is sworn in, could it even continue? Could there be a conviction after he leaves office? I'm hearing conflicting arguments. Tom Cotton said you can't prosecute somebody in the Senate after they leave their federal position. That's unconstitutional. Apparently there's a precedent in the 19th century. So, Jenna, is there any solid ground here for us to map out the future of the president and when he leaves office?
Well, first, Seb, I think that it's entirely hypocritical that the Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump without evidence while claiming that the election integrity process had no evidence at all, when we spent several months talking to state legislators, bringing forth evidence, making our case. And of course, you know, this was not the fault of the evidence. It wasn't the fault of anyone other than the state legislatures, who didn't have a backbone to stand up. And of course, the Supreme Court unconstitutionally, in my opinion, rejecting the Texas case that had original jurisdiction. So, you know, people who are saying that are just ridiculous to claim that this was somehow a lie, simply because the outcome, of course, was not remedying the election and the rules that were broken. But as far as the impeachment, it's ridiculous that they're moving forward this fast and that they didn't even have any hearings in the judiciary prior to impeachment. And that is an open constitutional question of whether or not they can move forward if the Senate doesn't even reconvene and a trial doesn't start until after President Trump leaves office per the Constitution at noon on January 20th. The reason for that, and I think that Tom Cotton is right, but the reason that it's an open constitutional question is that when there is impeachment and then conviction, of course, by a two-thirds majority, the consequences for that can only go so far as two things. Can only constitutionally be removal from office, which would be a moot point at that issue, or at that stage.
Point.
But right. This thing would be then that President Trump could never hold federal office again. And that is why the Democrats are still pursuing this. They want to foreclose any mention of a run in 2024. They want to try to completely say that President Trump is leaving in disgrace. He'll never be part of the political scene again. They want to completely exorcise him from D.C. And this is the political motivation behind impeachment. It should never be used for political purposes. That's what they're doing here.
Okay, so this is exactly the follow-up question I had for you. Again, and I, you know, we're in uncharted territory with this being the only instance ever where an incumbent president was impeached twice in the space of less than a year. Truly remarkable, the insanity that is today's Washington, D.C. But I've heard conflicting reports that I doubt he would be convicted in the House. But if he were convicted in the Senate, but if he were convicted in the Senate by that supermajority, some have said that the Democrats are already planning an additional resolution, an additional action that would forbid the president, would disqualify him from ever holding federal office again. But you're saying that a successful conviction in the Senate would automatically include that exemption or that exclusion?
It would not automatically. And so if you look at Article 1, 3.7, Section 3.7, it says judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and, you know, comma, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, profit under the United States. So so the language there means that the Senate then would have to determine the penalty upon conviction. So it's not automatic.
Okay.
It would just be that removal from office and or the disqualification to hold federal office again would be the potential penalties upon conviction.
Okay, so it would have to be stipulated during that conviction process. Okay, that's why you're advising the president. That's why you're here in America First. Let me go out of the legal sphere for a second and just ask you, as somebody who's been literally in the trenches for months now for the president, for election integrity in the United States, do you think this is going to go anywhere? Do you really have an expectation that after January the 20th, the Senate will even countenance such an outrage?
Well, I hope not. I mean, this was the same thing that we talked about for 6 months during the first sham impeachment, was that they're just trying to use this as a political tool, and that should never, ever happen. That's not what the impeachment clause is designed for. And frankly, if the incoming Biden administration was smart, they wouldn't want to have all of the airtime focused on a lengthy impeachment and trial process during his first 100 days. But, you know, this is something where playing politics, you know, who knows what the Democrats are up to. But, you know, it's the left is trying to build this false narrative that support for election integrity, support for President Trump, all of his accomplishments over the last 4 years, somehow then is disdain for the Constitution, is supporting violence, is, you know, saying that we agree with absolutely every possible fake thing that they have thrown at us. And this is just a way of the left trying to silence Trump supporters, people who love America. And again, if they are really serious about so-called unity, this isn't the way to build that bridge. It's just completely trying to destroy President Trump and his very loyal, lawful, constitution-loving supporters.
Politics, politics, politics. We will continue with Jenna Ellis here on America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
So there's a guy called Leonidas Johnson on Twitter. Don't know who he is, but it's a cool name. And I'm going to read two tweets before we get back to our friend, because I'm watching the footage from D.C. And it's just, it's appalling and it's ridiculous. Thousands, up to 20,000 National Guardsmen with their M16s deploying across the Capitol. More troops, more Guardsmen in D.C. this weekend than in Baghdad. Sorry, that's just ridiculous. But with regards to the impeachment, Leonidas Johnson writes, "The word impeached officially means nothing anymore, just like the words Nazi and racism. Add it to the pile of meaningless nonsense words that the left attaches to their political opponents to try and manipulate people." Now that's a tweet. That's how you use Twitter. And then our buddy, Ben Domenech, founder, co-founder of The Federalist, with regards to what we're seeing in D.C. right now, writes this. So the upshot of all of this, the impeachment, is that Joe Biden is going to deliver a speech to an empty mall surrounded by a mass of the National Guard. Surely that will cure what ails us. What will cure what ails us? How do we proceed? That is the question for our good friend Jenna Ellis, counsel to the president, a senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on Twitter. Jenna, and on Instagram. Jenna, beyond impeachment, beyond whatever happens before the 20th, after the 20th, you are seeped in the longer-term consequences of the constitutional order with what you've witnessed in the last 2 months in America. What are your biggest concerns, and how dark a day is it once the Senate becomes a 50-50 setup for the future?
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with Leonidas that, you know, this is a word that has become meaningless. And frankly, I'm offended that Nancy Pelosi called it impeachment. She should have called it impeach womanent, right? I mean, this is crazy. The left is going.
Yes.
Right? And this is really the path forward, though, is that because the left has become so absurd, they have lost all moral grounding. And that's what conservatives and principled Republicans actually need to return to. We need to recognize that we are constitutionalists and that we stand firm on the founding of America, not just because it's the better path to prosperity or to the outcome that we prefer or because we are Trump supporters, which, by the way, I will never apologize for having supported this president, for voting for him, for advocating for him, and neither should anyone else. We can't be silenced, but we have to make sure that we are not allowing ourselves to advocate for any other system that is against our principles that are grounded foremostly in the truth of the God of the Bible. Our founders recognized that government is here to protect and preserve the rights that God gave us. That's what our Constitution is designed to do, and that's why we are a nation of rules instead of a nation of rulers. And we can all be very upset, and rightly so, at how this entire past year has gone. But the path forward is not abandoning our principles, but returning to them and making sure that we are going out as grassroots and advocating in the general assemblies over the next 2 years before the midterms, and making sure that we're asking our state assemblies to put back protections and safeguards for election integrity, that we're advocating for limited government as principled conservatives, that we are making sure to have people run for office, or even maybe run for office ourselves,
yes,
of people who recognize what the Constitution is designed to do. So I think this is actually a really great moment in America that we can reclaim what President Trump has always advocated for, what America First and what the true MAGA movement was all about, is our heritage and our founding and the principles of conservatism, because we understand that we are all human beings made in the image of God, have pre-political rights, and that those rights are worth protecting. That's
fabulous. That is exactly the message we have to spread far and wide, that this could be exactly the fillip and exactly the stimulus we need to get back to business even more seriously than ever. And just as a last note, I want to thank you, because I'm sure it's been hard, especially on social media, because you have stood by those constitutional values. It's perhaps well-meaning, and perhaps other types of individuals have called for martial law, for the president to take unconstitutional action. You have stood by the founding principles of this republic publicly and on social media, and God bless you. Follow Jenna Ellis ESQ on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't listen to me. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That's 2 days into Relief Factor. Could you imagine what it's like after 2 weeks? I lost my lower back pain after 2 weeks thanks to Relief Factor. Try it out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. relieffactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You can't say it. Disagree with America First. You'd have to be insane, man. Or you'd have to be Joe Biden. But we're going to keep doing it. America First. whoever gets sworn in, however long Joe stays in the Oval. Nuts. Come on, guys. I give it max top 6 months. And cackling Kamala will be the president, but we will still be here with America First. And also with our good friends at Carr Firearms. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives were at the D.C. rallies. They are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Go to KAHR.com to check out that amazing American firearms manufacturer. That's KAHR.com. Okay, we've got very patient callers. Got to get to you in a second. But yesterday's atrocity of a fake impeachment also included some highlights of good guys. And I want to share those with you. One of them is the congressman from California, Doug LaMalfa. And his very short contribution was witty and was also on point. Video cut for Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment show extravaganza brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party. Today, the second annual impeachment of President Trump isn't really about actual words spoken out of rally. No. This is all about, Madam Speaker, the unbridled hatred of this president. You use any extreme language and any process to oppose the core of what he has really fought for. You hate him because he is pro-life, strongest ever. You hate him for fighting for the freedom of our religion to not be persecuted by unfair mandates and limitations on speech. You hate him for not subscribing and shackling us with the religion of climate change and one-sided Paris Accords. You hate him for Israel. You hate him for defending our borders. You hate him for letting families and small businesses keep what they earn, for trying to keep the agents of government off their back. You hate him for putting America first, which is what I thought we'd do when we swear the oath. No, this shabby show isn't about a threat to our republic. This is the impeachment and muting of at least half of the American people. This is shameful and abuse of a process.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York.
Give the gentleman additional 20 seconds.
The gentleman from Ohio yields you another 20 seconds. 30.
I pray people of all stripes wake up to this spectacle and exercise their rights to put a stop to it through free speech and through fair elections.
You know, I have a sneaking suspicion that Congressman may listen to this show. Jeff, let's get him on the show. Let's reach out to his office. Because what's the message there? The message was hate, 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 hate. What they're doing in Congress, what they've been doing for the last 4 years, is fueled by one thing, hatred. It's like we say here almost every day, their fuel is hatred, ours is love. Love of this, the greatest nation on God's earth. Well done, Congressman. Well done. Let's go to Regina, who's been waiting very patiently in Beverly Hills. Line 3.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Love you. I'll be brief. And love MAGA and Trump. What I am sick and tired of, MAGA apologizes. Outrage Olympics every day. Since last Wednesday, every sentence, every time MAGA opens their mouth, I am outraged. I am upset. I am BS, BS, BS. Left never apologizes. When Pelosi in the summer was asked how she feels about violence and burning cities, and what did she say? People will do what people will do. And how come we apologize constantly? And because we apologize, outrage Olympics every day.
Regina,
everybody,
it's yes? Fabulous. You're right. It is an outrage Olympics. And why would we apologize? We're not going to apologize. I didn't storm Congress. We can denounce it, but we're not going to apologize, especially when the Democrats apologize for nothing. Absolutely. Keep your chin up. That is the attitude that will bring us victory. God bless you, Regina. Let's go to our good friend, also very patiently waiting in Silver Spring, Victor, line 1.
Hey, Sebastian. I really loved your first guest today.
Wasn't she great?
Yes, and I wish I could have gotten on to ask her another question.
What would you ask Congresswoman Green?
Why not go after Kamala Harris for inciting rioters last summer? She was the one that encouraged people to post bail for the rioters yep. that were arrested and released. Isn't that insurrection?
I think it's a great question. We'll get her back on the show. Hopefully we'll even get her in the studio, and we can ask her, why not impeach Kamala Harris at the same time that you're filing those articles of impeachment for Biden when he is sworn in? Genius. Love it. God bless you, Victor. Thank you for your patience. Bill, Los Angeles, line three.
Hi, Dr. Rubio.
Hey.
Hey, the classic example of a demagogue inciting a riot, or potentially doing that, was Chuck Schumer last year outside the Supreme Court calling out two justices by name and saying, quote, they won't know what hit them if they rule against abortion rights.
Right, right. Not only that, do you remember even creepier, even more deeply disturbing is when Schumer gave that interview on, what was it, one of the Sunday shows, and he said, And if Trump does that, well, he's going to regret it because the intelligence services have six ways from Sunday to come after you and to take you out. That's who Chuck Schumer is. Absolutely right on the money. Thank you, Bill. But that's who they are. Intimidation, incitement. We've played. How many times have we played the audio or the video? Whether it's Eric Holder, Maxine Waters, Obama himself. Joe Biden said, I take the president behind the shed and punch him, beat him up. Well, guess what? That's violence. And those are the people who are normalizing it. Not conservatives, not MAGA, and definitely not the president. Great calls. God bless. We'll be back with your calls. VDH still to come. And Gordon Chang here on America First, broadcasting to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? Then this is the product you must try. It liberated me from my back pain that I'd been plagued with for 9 years, almost a decade after just 2 weeks of taking it, and I'm still pain-free 2 years later. Likewise, Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wouldn't you like to be able to say that? What kind of a feeling would that be? Well, guess what? There's only one way to find out if you could be the next Debrin. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pad. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Debrin, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com. Do it now. You won't regret it. ReliefFactor.com.
A republic of 350 million people, and the establishment wanted a competition between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, between the wife of the previous president and the son and brother of the previous presidents. I mean, who needs a banana republic? A republic of 350 million people, and that's the best they can do. And Trump was the only one talking about any issue that mattered. China, manufacturing, mass immigration and open borders. Where's Liz Cheney on that? Where's Mitch McConnell on that? What's the point of a party that doesn't talk about anything important?
Don't adjust your radios. You're not on the wrong radio channel. I know that's Mark Stein. I know that's the theme music for Rush. But we're playing a clip because Mark Stein was filling in yesterday and he nailed it. I just had to play that. That was what 2016 was. Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, are you joking? That's why we voted for Donald Trump. And his impeachment for a second time occurred because they hate him even more. But he will come out stronger. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Atlanta, line one. Shanda, welcome to America First.
Sebastian, I love you. I love your show. I appreciate what you do for everyone that is on the conservative and the side that's the right side. I, first of all, wanted to ask you, is there enough milligrams in that relief factor to help with bones that are aching from the Democrat Party and their dumb illicit? They're like making my, from head to toe, they're making my whole body ache.
Relief factor is remarkable. I take it every day. Now, my wife takes it. Not sure it can help with the demented nature of the Democrats, but you never know. You never know. Shanda, we've got a minute and a half late on me. What did you call for?
This is really called to be an example as an African-American woman. To let everybody know that there were also African-Americans at the Capitol that were on Trump's side, that were there to contest the...
But they must be white supremacists.
I'm a white supremacist. And I have white privilege. I just wanted you to know. Can I share some of that with you?
So do you have white privilege as a black supporter of the president?
I am black, and I have a lot of white privilege from what I was told by my family, but... That's neither here nor there. They're not going to change my mind. So,
all right. So what's your message as a black supporter of the president? What's your message to fellow conservatives who are losing faith? You've got 10 seconds.
I don't lose my faith. My faith is in Jesus. Therefore, my faith is in President Trump. He stands for good, period, point blank. And I will not sway from that.
I love you, Shanda. Stay on the line. I don't know if we've offered you any of our books before, but you deserve something because you're the reason we're here. God bless every Shanda out there because they are America. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with the one and only Victor Davis Hanson.